Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Early February is an excellent time to prune repeat flowering roses. So now's the time to get this done if you haven't pruned them already. Repeat flowering roses are those that bloom heavily in the spring and early summer, intermittently through the heat of summer, and then heavily again in the fall from October into early December. Now, we prune roses for a variety of reasons. First, we prune them to stimulate vigorous new growth. This also encourages a lot of set of flower buds and improves the flowering. Roses are pruned to control their size. Many times, roses get larger than you want them to be or expected them to be. And by pruning them back, we can keep them to a more moderate size in our gardens. In addition, we prune roses to create a more shapely bush. Pruning increases branching and bushiness and fullness of the plant and creates a more shapely, rounded shape. And we also prune to remove any dead growth. It's perfectly natural for there to be dead canes, dead branches, and roses, but we need to prune these out on a regular basis. Don't forget, we also prune our roses again in late summer, but when the time comes, I'll tell you all about that then. When pruning roses, you should use bypass hand pruners, and don't forget to wear long sleeves and leather gloves. Almost all the roses we grow are heavily thorned, and they will tear your hands up very easily as you reach in and make your pruning cuts. It's also important to know what kind of roses you're growing, because it does make a difference in how you prune them. Now, the older roses that we all used to grow are Hybrides and Grandifloras. These are the roses that produce the long-stemmed, beautiful single roses. They're oftentimes popular for cutting, and they're really exquisitely beautiful. Grandiflora roses also fall into this category. Now, these roses require a hard pruning this time of the year to control their tall, leggy growth habit. You want to shorten the canes of Hybrides and Grandiflora roses back to about 18 inches from the ground. Make your pruning cuts just above an outward-facing bud, and the buds you can see are little bumps along the stem. That's where the new growth will come out from, and if it's an outward-facing bud, that will direct the growth out from the middle of the bush and open the bush up and increase air circulation. Also, you should remove thin, weak canes that are smaller than your finger. Only retain the strongest and largest and thickest canes, usually about 5 good thick canes. Now, a lot of us are growing landscape roses these days, and these are shrubby roses that are tough, resilient. The knockout roses are very popular, and they typify this category of roses. Now, there's less specific pruning required than with the Hybrides. We normally don't cut them back quite as hard. We normally cut them back about one-third to one-half their height, depending on what you need them to do. If you're really trying to control their size a lot, don't prune them any lower than 2 feet from the ground. Now, once you've cut them back, you can also reach in and thin out anything that's dead, and some of the weaker canes can be thinned out as well, but this isn't as important. These roses are so easy to prune. If you have a large planting or a hedge of them, you can actually use hedge trimmers to effectively shear them back to the size and height you want them to be. Now, we fertilize all these roses around about mid-March, so don't fertilize them right after you prune, but about a month from now would be a great time to fertilize them with any general purpose fertilizer or rose fertilizer. Now, you don't want to prune once blooming roses. These are the roses that bloom heavily in the spring and early summer and then don't bloom again for the rest of the year. Things like the Lady Banks rose, the Cherokee rose, and many climbing roses and some of the old garden roses fall into this once blooming category. They bloom on their growth made the year before, and pruning heavily now would detract from the flowers that would occur later on. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.